Welcome to the Ring of Honor review. I'm Oliver Newman.
And I'm Stephen Jackson.
Hello, everyone. Unfortunately, this week I'm flying solo as Stephen Jackson can't be with me. And yeah, this week we're going to do ROH Star Spotlight and another man who's just celebrated a birthday. The current reigning ROH World Champion, PCO. So yeah, I'll set my 5 minutes and we'll go from there. So yeah, PCO came into the company as part of Villain Enterprises the 12th of the 1st 2019, along with Brody King and Marty Scurll, defeated Corey Hollis, John Skyler and Josie Quinn. Fast forward that, and we have Tag Wars 2019, where the Villain Enterprises defeated the Lifeblood in the Tag Wars 2019 final. And yeah, from there, the Villain Enterprises and PCO had a fantastic weekend, the 15th and the 16th of March 2019 at the 17th anniversary show, and ROH on Sinclair Broadcasting Group respectively, as Villain Enterprises, Brody King and PCO defeated the Briscoes, Jay and Mark Briscoe, to become the ROH World Tag Team Champions. And then on the next night, the Villain Enterprise of Brody King, Marty Scurll and PCO defeated The Kingdom, Matt Taven, TK O'Ryan and Vinny Marsiga to become the ROH World Six Man Tag Team Champions. And yep, just going from there, the tag titles would be lost, unfortunately, in a IWGP versus ROH World Tag Team Titles Fatal 4-Way at ROH NJPW G1 Supercard. The Gorillas of Destiny, Tama Tonga and Tangaloa defeated Evil and Sanada, the Briscoes and Villain Enterprises to take both titles. From here, the ROH World Six-Man Tag Team titles were defended quite successfully all the way through 2019. And then we have PCO going for the ROH World title. For the first time, he goes up against Matt Taven and isn't successful. He is a part of the ROH World Title number one contendership tournament to go on and face Roosh for the ROH World Title at Final Battle 2019. In the first round, he defeats Kenny King. In the semi-final, defeats Dalton Castle, and in the final, defeats Villain Enterprises leader Marty Scurll to become the new number one contender. Skip forward to the 13th of December of 2019, and the unthinkable happens at ROH Final Battle 2019 in an ROH World Title No Rules Friday the 13th Massacre. PCO, the 51-year-old, defeats the ROH World Champion El Toro Blanco Roosh, and we have a new ROH World Champion. And yeah, that's kind of PCO's career so far in Ring of Honor. And we've gone a little bit under the 5 minute mark, but hopefully you've enjoyed it. Hopefully it's been a good tribute to PCO, who has celebrated a birthday recently. Right, now we usually go to the news, but that might be part of the actual review shows or review show we do for ROH Saturday night at Center Stage / Honor Reigns Supreme So I'm going to go straight into the show, and I hope you'll enjoy this possibly condensed ROH TV review episode 10. So first of all, Quinn McKay's back and Team IQ is back in tandem, which is always good to see. As highlights of PCO winning the ROH World Title, as I've just discussed in his ROH Star Spotlight. And the next night we go to Final Battle Fallout, and the seeds are planted for Villain Enterprises against the new faction, La Fashion, Kenny King, the new ROH World Television Champion Dragon Lee, and his brother, the former ROH World World Champion, El Toro Blanco Roosh. And that should be really interesting going into 2020. The next thing is PJ Black wants to mentor. Silas Young gets wind of this and says he should mentor Brian Johnson, which should be really interesting. There's highlights of Dragon Lee versus Shane Taylor for the ROH World Television title. Match of the night and probably match of the weekend for the Final Battle Weekend. Where Dragon Lee unseats Shane Taylor to win the ROH World Television Championship. Next up, we have a television exclusive match between Mile High Magnum, Dak Draper, the man with the ROH World Television title shot in his back pocket after winning the Top Prospect tournament in 2019, and he's going up against Coast to Coast Shaheem Ali. This was a pretty good television match. I love what Draper brings to the ring. He's got personality when he kind of taunts his opponent, saying shame on you. I love the participation ribbon, which is just like really cool, because everyone says it's not about winners and losers now, it's about participation in life. So it's quite funny that he's taken that and done this with it. It's really cool. Watch ROH hashtag, which we'll have to add to our tweets going forward. Beautiful gut-wrench suplex by Dak Draper, showing his power, his strength and his ability. And to be countered by a deadlift powerbomb by Ali, which was just supreme, because Draper's not a small man in terms of his weight, and he's not a small man in terms of his height either. So that was superb. And then we had a springboard elbow by Dak Draper, which just blew my mind. And then he finished off the match, and he gave the participation ribbon to Shaheem Ali, who was, you know, flat on the mat. Enjoyed that match. I know a little bit about Dak Draper and haven't seen Shaheem Ali before, I don't think so. Both guys impressed me. It was a good television match, definitely. And just shows what this TV review should be about. We need to... I'm okay with the highlight aspect of things, but we definitely need to have full TV tapings for the Fight Network UK version of ROH. And even the, you know, the ROH website's television tapings of ROH. We need proper television tapings, basically, to sum it up. Next up is highlights of Vincent versus Taven. Highlights of Unauthorized again with Todd Sinclair summoning the power of Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Ian Riccoboni being Macho Man Randy Savage. Johnson Black mentoring. Johnson says he doesn't want it, but it's looked really interesting to see where this goes. ROH World Tag Titles highlights where Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham cheated to beat the Briscoes at Final Battle, and Jonathan Gresham, Stevens' maybe favourite wrestler that isn't Bandido, gets his first title in 3 years in the company. Then we caught a quick little interview backstage with the new ROH World Tag Team Champions. And Jay Lethal basically said that John Gresham was right, and people who do the hell that do what the hell they want can get rewarded, and this is the case, as they've done it and become the ROH World Tag Team Champions. The advertising of the weekend shows as next week was a bit weird because it was Saturday and Sunday just gone, as we're talking on Monday here on the ROH Review. So that was a bit strange. Then we fast forward to Brian Zane's top five final battle 2019 moments. He picked five, Dan Math versus Jeff Cobb, which was a great hoss battle. Four, Maria Manic mauling the Allure. Three, Villain Enterprises versus Mexiblood of Villain Enterprises is Flip Gordon and Mighty Skrull. Mexiblood is Bandido and Flamita, and this was an excellent opening match at Final Battle. Two, he picked the Bully Ray versus Mark Haskins with Vicky Haskins, a street fight which was just brutal, including like barbed wire board being smashed into Vicky Haskins' face, which was, like I said, brutal. And number one, it's a three-way tie. All the ROH World titles changed hands at Final Battle 2019. So Dragon Lee beat Shane Taylor. The ROH World Tag Team Champions are now Jay Lethal and Jonathan Gresham because they beat the Briscoes. And there's a new ROH World Champion, as discussed earlier. PCO defeated El Toro Blanco Rush. And this is the first time in ROH history that all the titles have changed hands, which is pretty historic. And then we go to the main event, which is from Final Battle Fallout, the main event on that show. Jeff Cobb and Dan Math deciding to team up against Villain Enterprises of Marty Skrull and the new ROH World Champion PCO. This is a really good match as expected. Everyone shines, and you know, Mighty Skrull shows great personality. Jeff Cobb and Dan Math are the hosses. PCO is just crazy, but you know, there's a lot of method to his seemingly madness. And yeah, Mighty Skrull gets a big win, and with a small package reversal of the Burning Hammer. And that's how we go off the air, really. So, yeah, this is definitely a shorter and condensed version of the ROH TV review. For myself, I'm a three-time pro wrestling author, two books involving Ring of Honor. My first book, it involves Unified and the five-year festivals in Liverpool. And my second book, and then that's called The Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. And my second book is based on the Orlando double shot in 2008. And that is called A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. And they're available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon and Kindle Instantaneous Download, and for free on Kindle Unlimited. And yeah, if you'd like a signed copy, get in contact with me on fansperspective.bigcartel.com. And yeah, if you could continue to support me and Stephen, then that'd be great. Keep this show free and any ROH shows that we do. So yeah, please support us like you have been doing, and it's been fantastic. Us at Broken But Glorious have a partnership with Powerslam.tv. They have 6,500 hours of professional wrestling from 140 plus promotions, and you can have a month on us for free by using the code BROKENFREE. And yeah, just social media wise, add me on at Brumial on Twitter, at Brumial on Instagram, and The Fans Perspective UK on Facebook, and for our BBG Hub at BBG Wrestling on Twitter, and for the main show at BBGW Pod on Twitter. And for our website, it's bbgwrestling.com. So yeah, thanks very much for tuning in. Miss you, Stephen, and hope you're well and you'll be back for next week's show. And yeah, in closing, we'll have an ROH Saturday night at Center Stage / Honor Reigns Supreme review coming at some point this week. Okay, thank you very much for joining me. Bye for now.